Michigan's Upper Peninsula is not known for great literary figures, but a new anthology is trying to change that. The Way North, Collected Upper Peninsula New Works, is filled with poems and short stories shaped by the UP's culture and landscape. Ron Rickey is the anthology's editor. He says he cannot seem to escape his UP roots.
I was born and raised there, so it's the Marquette, Palmer, Negaunee area, and it's sort of, you know, once you're up there, it's in your blood for life, even if you, you know, move away, and a lot of people have to move away because, you know, you can't find work up there. So it's this thing where I constantly, no matter where I end up moving to, I end up hanging out with Michigan people. It's pretty weird, even when in the military and on the other side of the world, I end up hanging out with Michiganders.
So you say you've lived outside of the UP, and been around the world in some sense. I guess, what is, in your opinion, makes the culture of the Upper Peninsula so distinct from other places?
Very interesting. Bonnie Jo Campbell was our headliner this year. She was a National Book Award finalist. And at one of the events, I asked her, what did you learn? And she kind of said how, you know, people are the same everywhere, and it's all about resourcefulness. And I remember kind of, we were driving away from the event going, what are you people the exact same as everywhere else? Or is there something a little bit different? And it is pretty complicated because I know as you drive north in Michigan, it actually gets poorer. If you look at the unemployment, it's the northern counties that are hit the hardest. And once you get in the UP, as you go west, towards the west, it gets colder, it gets more Finnish, and it gets poorer even still. So there are demographically, there's very distinctive things about the UP that kind of force difference, like that, those cold, the issues of unemployment that are higher. You know, we got 20 cities with worse per capita income unemployment than Detroit or Flint, but Detroit and Flint get sort of on the news and documentaries about them, where the UP maybe doesn't so much. So it's a complicated thing where you are battling with the winter, and then at the same time, there's these sort of, like I wrote about in a novel I might call UP, these issues of unemployment that are pretty staggering up there. Berrigan County has had the worst unemployment, not in the state, but the entire country at one point. So it is a combination of similarity and difference. I know Dr. Newland at Central Michigan University, he's in a class, he said that theology comes down to the theology of difference, the theology of similarity. Are you going to look at all religions as one, or are you going to study the differences between each of them? And the UP can be a bit like that. For myself, I kind of do come up a bit of the theory of difference, where I start seeing some of the uniqueness of the area. And one of those unique features when I was growing up was it felt like there was absolutely no literature there. I couldn't name one author. I mean, I knew of it, not even murder, but I didn't know the guy's name. And then I couldn't name anybody else, any other work by anybody ever from the area. And so with The Way North, I was trying to conquer that and make it so people know 43 authors that are all from UP.
This book, it has such a wide variety of authors. I mean, it's kind of surprising that you're saying, you know, as a kid, you didn't know any. And it makes it seem kind of like there's this literary tradition up there. And, you know, the stories range from topics, you know, about Indian cooking traditions to nature, tales of depression, death, and stories of humor. So I'm curious about the prompt that you gave these writers, that you received such a wide variety of things.
No prompt, really. It was more just, hey, I'm doing a UP anthology. Do you got something? And I knew the variety would take care of itself. I was just talking in Sheboygan's library last night where somebody asked me about the pieces inside, and I was saying how, you know, with 43 different authors, you get 43 completely different perspectives of the UP that are going to, you know, jar up against the novel that I did, where I'm really hitting hard on the incarceration problems and drug problems, alcohol problems that I've seen growing up, but sometimes people don't want to focus on that. They want to hear some other perspectives, and that was another reason why I was excited to do the book, is that then I could get all these different voices that are just going to happen naturally. You know, I went into detail at the Sheboygan thing of listing a bunch of the authors and kind of giving their worldview and how it gets exemplified in their story. So I'm actually really happy with that, because when I don't want the UP to be, I call it the minstrel show of the Upper Peninsula, and it's where we're idiots that have our pants down and we're falling out of an outhouse and we have a shotgun in our hands, and you know, it's sort of this ridiculous caricature that's often portrayed by people who aren't from the Upper Peninsula. So I wanted people with stronger connections to the Upper Peninsula to be able to do some of our own identity formulation by being able to control the page ourselves.
Were there any kind of unexpected facets or stories that were presented about the UP for you?
I think maybe unexpected for me was I had a strong emotional reaction to it, both laughing and tears, or something like April Lindley's For the Healing of All Women, which is about a powwow in Baraga. I just found it to be really important. When I think about the, you know, the devastation that's happened to Native Americans throughout the history of the United States, that when I'm putting together an anthology where it's having Sally Brunk writing about, you know, Native American issues, and Ellie Kimball and Linda Johnson, and the next anthology actually that I'm doing too for Michigan State University Press is heavily, it's all UP authors again, but there's a heavy Native American influence and insights and stuff into it. So that's maybe something that I learned, is when you start reading Bamawawa Gazikakwe's writing and realizing she's the first, you know, Native American female writer in the United States, you know, so there's this grand importance that I start seeing to the UP that isn't there if I'm not, sometimes feel like it isn't there, especially for not on maps, which happens occasionally. I just start seeing the importance of it, and then realizing this strong Native American voice that was central to understanding where I come from.
You mentioned earlier this idea that, you know, you grew up in not really knowing of writers in the UP. I guess now that in retrospect, do you see that there's more of a literary tradition in the Upper Peninsula than you previously thought?
Well, it's exploding now. Luckily, we have a lot of people that are writing about it. Not sure what that was at first, other than I think there was sort of, like, when I grew up, I had no comprehension that I could go to a good university. You know what I mean? It just wasn't something. I didn't even hear about Harvard or anything like that. And then what we're having is people now who, it's a different world. It's one where there's a lot more communication and technology, and so you can find out about things, and people can go and travel and explore and have, you know, global insights and go to incredible creative writing programs. And then are feeling maybe a little bit more encouraged. I've been really pushing people big time to write about the place. And even, you know, with the Michigan State stuff that I'm doing next, I'll be doing that till, I don't know, 2019 or whatever. So I keep pushing all these authors to write about the UP, send it to me. And if it's, you know, if it's in one of the top journals, I'll consider it for it. But because I want, it's tied to my youth, this desperation, this desperate wish that there was more, that there was a culture, that there was a literature there. And so I've been kind of adamant about trying to make that happen now. And we have so many good writers up there, this long list, you know, the 43 in there, you know, that are sort of proving that we do have that voice. And a really great thing about it is, you know, it's only been out for 3 months, and already it's in its third printing. So that's showing that there's like this thirst for this, you know, for our culture and our literature.
What do you hope that people take away from this book? And I guess in particular, people who aren't from the UP or don't have much of a relationship with it.
You know what it is? The honest answer, you know, I I can almost cry when I talk about these issues, because I just wanted like UP people to be real to others. Sometimes it does feel almost post-colonial to me, where we're looked at as like this small little tourist trap that you just go to if you have money and you think like there's no problems in from there. And the reality is we're people that feel pain and solitude and struggle and, you know, Finnish sisu and all these types of things. So I really look forward to people reading the area, you know, about the area, and coming up with a whole new, much more rich perspective on what it means to be from the UP. And I see like the Wayne State book and the upcoming Michigan State books is really having sort of like this dialogic handshake, where I'm trying to really round it out and have the place take on a different meaning than sometimes the perspectives of what it means to be from the area. Especially, when I was writing the WP, there was one person that was in a workshop that I had, and she was really young, and she said, after she read my sample chapters, which were about, you know, this kid whose dad's like, you know, on heroin and had just got out of prison, and she turned to me and she said, "Have you ever been to the UP?" And she had only been there and stayed in, like, you know, on Mackinac Island or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's funny how that becomes the reality in someone who grew up there, that's seen as that experience doesn't count. And that, you know, that happens with Haiti, it happens with Ireland, that happens with so many places where people who sort of have this voice control what the reality is, even if it's not real, you know what I mean? And so it's trying to, I like having people who are really, truly from the area, like Ellen Ergood. I just see her as one of the most important writers that we can have, because she's living there right now, working, not sort of in a citadel at the university, but working at Tyner in writing. And so she just has these true, you know, the two stories that she has in the Way North is phenomenal, because she's coming from such an authentic place. She's so firmly entrenched and grounded in the UP, and it just comes right off the page in a beautiful way.
Well, Ron, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Ron Rickey is the editor of the anthology The Way North, Collected Upper Peninsula New Works. You can catch Ron on the UP book tour. He'll be at Schuller's Books in Okemos on Tuesday, August 20th, along with authors from the collection.